Saying two clock books in the door, and fat than a booty named Dora. So they can come to any hill. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. My vision, I'm impeccable. Every trend game, every stage, detectable. Looking to the reachable, vision, no spectacle. It's legacy, it's what I see. Pops, remember when you doubt, fear. You would have your voice in the car, in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Yeah, I'm gonna be great.
Affect over 1,100 households, damaging over 600 hectares of farmland. Zambia pushes forward with nuclear energy program. 13 school children killed in tragic road crash south of Johannesburg. And in sports news, CAF opens disciplinary case against Senegal coach after 2026 AFCON final chaos.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Ministry of Information and Media yesterday hosted a high-level meeting to raise awareness on Zambia's nuclear energy program, focusing on regulatory framework, safety and public awareness. Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana said government is committed to advancing nuclear science and technology for energy diversification and socio-economic transformation. Mr. Kawana said public awareness and transparency are crucial for building trust. He also said that Radiation Protection Authority plays a key role in regulating radiation hazards. He added that infrastructure development is needed, aligning with International Atomic Energy Agency guidelines. Mr. Kawana also said collaboration between ministries is necessary for public safety and information dissemination. The Radiation Protection Authority is engaging with the Ministry of to deepen understanding of its regulatory role. The Zambia Army has declared a zero-tolerance policy against illegal mining with a directive to exterminate such operations across the country. Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Diele issued this warning in Kabwe during a courtesy call on Central Province Minister Honorable Mwabashike Nkulukusa. Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele has revealed that the military is intensifying its nationwide crackdown on illegal mining, moving from Mufumbwe to its new targets, including Mpika, Chisamba, and Mumbwa. Speaking in Kabwe yesterday, the Army commander stated that the military has a straightforward directive from the commander-in-chief to end illegal mining activities. General Ziele emphasized that while the army does not intend to lead with force, it is prepared to use it where necessary to exterminate or fumigate illegal mining sites. He described the illicit trade as a magnet for illegal immigrants and a direct threat to national law and order. The commander further warns that the era of impunity is over, noting that those who continue to disobey the law will face stiffer reprisals that will leave them with lifelong memories of the military's intervention.
Province and many other areas such as Chisamba and many the directives from the commander to the registered form to excellent the humanities. We shall do that step by step. We don't intend to go to use force, but obviously when necessary, that is our business, to use force. And I do know that we punch that in that direction, such as injuries, loss of life, there's no option available. We also remind them of the impunity, the disobedience of law and order by the illegal miners themselves. We will not allow that impunity to continue and it can never continue. There is program friction in Mutumbwe, where we have to be for a while, and it's starting this week. Probably shall be using force to exterminate, fumigate all the illegal miners. Of course, there's a lot of coordination and interaction between ourselves and the Ministry of Mines.
Central Province Minister Mwabashika Nkulukusa welcomes the move, noting that such decisive action is essential for protecting the province's resources and ensuring that mining contributes legally to the national economy. The Army Commander's visit to Central Province is part of a broader tour to coordinate security operations with the Ministry of Mines and provincial authorities.
Your coming in for us gives hope that we are going to streamline this. The objective is not to deny people beneficiation. The objective is to legalize, streamline, so that everything is done legally. And the beneficiation is even better to the people. Because right now the beneficiation is going to foreigners that are swindling our local people. So I think that is very welcome to us. And we have received it with a lot of happiness.
Flash floods have affected more than 1,100 households in Southern Province, damaging over 600 hectares of farmland following persistent rainfall in recent days. The heavy rains were recorded mainly in Choma, Livingstone and Monze District. Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua, accompanied by Provincial Permanent Secretary Namani Monze, members of the Provincial Joint Operations Committee and officials from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit have distributed relief food to affected families in Wengwa area of Monza District, over 700 households which were impacted. The relief exercise in Wengwa follows earlier distributions in Livingston, where 126 households received assistance, and in Choma District, where 230 households were supported.
Choma, we have got 238 affected households. Livingston, 126 households affected, and Monze, 745 households affected. So we have got over 694 hectares that is affected. As government, we'll be able to provide some early maturity varieties of seed.
And Mr. Nanjua has since appealed to residents in the province to desist from throwing dirt and other substances that block the flow of the water to avoid further flooding.
Some of these situations arises because people throw things in the waterways. Mulabika hisam mumironga. Hela hisam shira broka uma bridge. Na bridge ya broka, mende ala hamuhi, ala hamumuronga, ala njira mumihi. So we need to avoid those throwing stones, throwing woods, cutting down trees, which gets into the rivers.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHES, has pledged to closely monitor public spending and support development efforts in Chama constituency following the election of Forum for Democracy and Development FDD Member of Parliament, Bright Nundwe. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, ZEHES Executive Director Clarence Muziamba said the organization would prioritize budget tracking and work with the incoming MP to ensure effective implementation of the development projects despite the limited time remaining before the dissolution of Parliament. Mr. Muziamba outlined several pressing challenges facing Chawama residents, including inadequate education infrastructure, poor sanitation and health concerns. He also raised concern over rising youth unemployment and substance abuse, commonly referred to as junkies problem, which he said affects not only Chawama but the country at large. He proposed building centers that would serve as multi-purpose spaces, including libraries, mentorship hubs and skills training facilities aimed at empowering young people and steering them away from harmful activities.
We are going to make sure that we do budget tracking. We are going to make sure that